Hello, everyone, and welcome to week 26 of Roleplay Swan Song. I'm JP, joined by the rest of the crew. And how about we just skip the intros this week because we're 20 minutes late. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
No warm nothing, up at all.
Huh? Nothing crazy
at least,
happened.
Let's do 10 minutes of opening.
Let's do 5 minutes. I'll go half with you.
All right. Only 45 minutes, guys.
We're going to start with you because what's so funny?
I poured myself a beer, and I guess by instincts, I went and grabbed to just drink out of the bottle. And, you know, does it really matter, JP?
No, it doesn't.
In continuing the discussion of last week, like, does it matter?
No.
Which one I even drink out
of? What does it mean to drink?
Which way is right? Exactly. So I don't know, man. There's my fucking 30 seconds.
There's
what
your 30
you
seconds.
Want?
There's your
I'm going
seconds.
To San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, God, you poor soul.
What? No. Here's the good part, right? I'm not even going in the convention.
Ooh.
All I have to do is go to the Petco Park where Skybound is celebrating 5 years of being fucking awesome because that's what they are.
What's
and
Skybound?
I get to sit up there it's and like, fucking...
They make comics.
So they make comics. They
oh,
make
okay.
good shit.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay, what? Like, Skybound, Thief of Thieves, Outcast, Manifest Destiny.
Some comic nerd stuff. It's fine. It's
okay,
all
right.
Dude,
we'll
Skybound, The Walking Dead, like, fuck.
Oh, The Walking Dead. Yeah, I know. Okay.
I
ooh,
know
there's one.
Those things.
Oh,
got
fuck
it.
You guys, man. Man, you guys... Why did you just give it a chance?
Look,
sometime?
The only reason yeah. anyone cares about Comic-Con is because there might be
God.
A leaked trailer, and that's it. There
might be a leaked trailer?
Yeah, there always is every year. It's like you get to see the Batman cell phone footage
oh.
or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. That's what I'm hyped for. And maybe some of the panels are all right, too.
I heard Marvel's not even going this year, I think.
Really? Do they not have anything
so
to show?
They're like, you know, fuck that show. It's too packed. Like
they
God,
usually have like
people.
A giant show every year.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't have like a big movie. What's the big Marvel movie next year?
Guardians of the
Galaxy
Volume 2.
Yeah, is that next summer?
God, let's hope it is.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is either.
I hope it is. It's Captain America 3. Civil
that's
War.
What it is. That
yeah.
That's next
yeah.
Year.
We got fucked.
That's true. That'll probably be good though.
2016, we're gonna get fucked for movies, guys.
I don't think
gals.
So. It'll be good.
We'll see.
It'll be good. All right, that's too much time spent on Wheat. Thanks
sorry.
A lot, Wheat. Adam, how's it going with you? You got 10 seconds counting
it's going,
down.
It's going good. Speaking of comics, we're doing a Rad Queens RPG. That's it for me. Oh wait, no, Falling Star. But otherwise, nothing else.
Oh my God!
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice. Wait, what do you mean by we're doing? Like you're making one?
Yeah, we're making one.
Awesome. Okay,
sweet.
I thought you said it was done and I could watch it, which I was more yep. excited for. But
yeah, no, we're making one.
It'll nice. We'll if you need a one shot, Ran, that perhaps could be recorded.
One shot.
I'm just saying, I might know a guy.
I know a GM who regularly runs different rule sets for a show.
That's
just
true.
You know, you just let me know, Adam.
That's okay. True.
I just plum find you sexy.
Single-handedly sold like fucking thousands of issues of that book. In fact, JP himself heard about Rat Queens from this mouth right here.
Yep. And now Renee, did you know Renee got a signed copy of that?
Did you know that I sat in a fucking airport and was like, Renee, have you read Rat Queens?
Yeah, she hadn't, right? That's why. Yep. I know. That's why I was.
I
upset.
Take credit for that shit.
You should, as you should.
I do. Lots of books. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, we. You
you're like over now by like 7 minutes, so this is going great.
I'll just chill over here while you guys finish the answer.
Steven, you got a haircut.
I got my hair did.
And your beard cut. Did they do it at the same time?
Yes, they did.
Did they cut your beard first or your hair first?
Hair first, then the towel, the beard, all the oils and massages.
Yep.
Ah, so good.
It's a good time.
And Jeff... If you're going to ask that question you've been asking me every week, the answer is tomorrow I can say what game I'm working on.
Oh!
Like, actually tomorrow?
Actually tomorrow.
Wow.
Nice, dude.
It's exciting, man. Congrats.
It is exciting.
What time?
Am I going to tweet it? I am going to tweet it. I don't know what time, actually.
are you going to tweet it?
That's like half the mystery. I thought you might have gone into like coal mining or something like that, but now you know
yeah.
it's game. So
still in the game industry. I mean, the suspense is a little bit lost.
Some people would define it.
Nice.
Cool. That'll be tomorrow. We'll be looking out on the Twitterverse for that. Jeff, you were in Europe? Is that maybe?
Toronto the day before that. Austin, Texas midweek that week.
What are you doing in Austin?
Warhammer tournament.
Oh, I didn't know you were down Warhammer. There. It's hot as fuck down there, isn't it? It's hot as fuck in Texas.
It was, but then it was 120 plus in Germany, which...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's not as fun as it sounds like it was.
That's, and do it they sound... is AC like a regular thing over there?
Oh, maybe that's... in other towns, but not in Krefeld. Krefeld's like,
that is miserable.
It's bad. But anyways, you know, we're keeping it short. Happy to be home. Anna's gone. She's doing a secret project talking about esports at the White House. Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, all right, well, that's
secret. Pretty slick. Yeah.
That's
pretty
whatever.
Television esports.
She'll have some crazy stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, her and Obama will just be drinking, you know.
She'll get arrested.
Takes a vine with him or some shit.
Yeah.
My Warlord Titan is shipped. It's going to be here in a day or two. Really excited about that. You'll hear more about it, but I'll actually have it. It won't be a sad story this time.
Nice.
Doing a Warhammer turn this weekend and just hanging out. Should start streaming right away because I probably have 5 left after missing 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. That's usually the way it goes.
That's how it goes, yeah. That's how it goes. All right, cool. I think that's the fastest we've ever done the intro. Good job, everyone. We did it. Wheat, slide back into frame. Welcome back to the show.
It helps. I feel like I'm a viewer when I sit over there. And then I just, the only interjections I have is the same ones I would have if I was watching a stream. Ah, it works out well.
I see. All right, Adam, what's up? What are we doing? What's going on?
Well, it is the 1st of December, 3200, and the Swan Song is approaching Keverly's airspace.
I don't know who Steve's character is. Can I just shoot him, though? Like,
Well, he's still prosperous, so feel free, man.
Oh, yeah? It's good.
We're going to play Prosper out, and then we'll bring in the new guy.
All right.
Viens à moi, mon ami.
The ship blows up, a little flirtily everywhere. Like I was saying before, Cabral is an entire city planet. It's like Coruscant in Star Wars, right? So it's been around forever, one of the oldest colonies in the sector. And when you approach, like I was saying before, you're greeted sort of officially by the tourism satellite that sends messages to all the new ships that come into the sector. There's a lot of traffic here. The Swan Song's computers are picking up. Sensor equipment is pinging off of a ton of different ships. There's constant traffic back and forth. I actually think that this might be one of the most populous planets you guys have visited on screen before. Not so much just in terms of numbers, but in that it's fully occupied and sort of high tech. There's no war going on here, so that helps. Did you warn people, Prosper, that you were going to be coming home? Like, does Alana know?
I sent a message to Alana Durant, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it, but I wanted to confirm.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. So, who's piloting the ship right now?
I guess Prosper had to do that. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just on autopilot.
Yeah, you know, I've set it up. So yeah. I mean, are we entering the system for Cabral? I probably would be at the helm for in system flight, and especially coming to Cabral to interface with their security checkpoint at the perimeter and stuff like that. So
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Cabral has it doesn't have a ton of people that live there, but there's a lot of people that come to visit. They have a number of universities and research facilities there that you can't find anywhere else. And so there's a lot of population from elsewhere. So there's pretty well handled protocols for getting traffic in and out. And are you pretending to be a different ship, or are you broadcasting as the Swan Song?
What do you guys think?
This is usually Piani's jam.
You've told them we're coming, right?
Yeah.
I think at that point.
Oh, and what's her face is still on your ship?
Rajani.
Yeah,
Rajani.
Yep. Okay.
So Adam, I would have called ahead and scheduled surgery, by the way, to heal myself up.
Okay, so you've contacted a medical facility, so you can go and get help. Okay.
And I've inquired, because you'll remember a few weeks ago I was asking about potential surgeries of different sorts.
Yeah, definitely. Can you make a culture roll for me?
I hope I have this set up right. We're going to see in about 5 seconds.
Dun, dun, dun,
we got it set up right. All right, we did it.
Victory. Okay.
So you have culture Oninsa and culture criminal, right?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm a businessman.
So you can so if you want to go through criminal channels, if you want to find a back alley cyberneticist, you can do that. Okay. But the problem is you're better at finding those than you are at finding legit doctors. You can make
it's a fucking TL5 planet. Pulling ahead.
It's TL4, but
doesn't Prosper have culture coverall?
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets culture their own planet.
Jeff, would you ever have approached Prosper about finding a legitimate doctor to do fancy surgery?
Given that we basically made peace last time, I think I would have come to you and been like, yo, I'm looking into surgery and stuff.
Yeah, given that we basically made out last time. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Didn't have to roleplay it.
Yeah.
Can you... All right, Jeff, you can help then. You can help with charisma, so just make a charisma roll.
Excellent.
And
nice. Off to a good start.
Getting flashed of dark heresy again. It's like, all right, I got the shotgun against his head. He's like, yeah, roll for it. There's a one.
You shoot him in the right leg.
You shoot him in the right leg. His head flies off in 1d8 meters in a random direction.
Yeah.
So, you're not any help.
It's just 2d6 plus one.
Yeah, you know what you want, but it doesn't really help. Yeah. And then, you can just roll a culture cabral.
Okay. Wow.
Hey.
I am the man at cabral.
Yeah, of course you got connections. You use your military connections to find a former military doctor who left the service and is performing upkeep for soldiers. Because there was this civil war and it's over, and this person helps veterans maintain their cyberware. So you've gotten in touch with him, and he's willing to see Mr. Sakarian and talk to him about his options, his treatment options.
It's probably pretty reasonable that Prosper would try to speak with this man on his own at the same time, vis-a-vis that conversation I had with you a while back. So this can be something that Prosper is planning to do in the future of his career. Beyond the swan song.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so maybe you're just while you're talking to him about your own thing, you're like, hey,
my buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me just pull up a name for this guy. So his name is Dr. Edward Rousseau. And he used to be Staff Sergeant Rousseau, but has retired. So you've made an arrangement. Mr. Sakarian and Prosper, either together or individually, will be able to go and meet with him on Cabral.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Anybody else have anything that they wanted to do before you get there? Like, anyone you want to get in touch with? Or do you want to have a conversation? Anybody want to have a conversation with Prosper to, get help? I'm looking at you, Piani.
Yeah,
I know you have some stuff you want to do on this planet.
Did me and Prosper ever talk about what's going to happen when he gets to the planet? I think we touched on it, but I don't, because that's what I came to your room and asked you, but I forgot what the result of that was.
Did you ask me what would happen? I think at that point I was just like, look, I'm going to be gone, and then you'll be rid of me or whatever. I was like, okay. I'm going to go. I've been called back to the Order of Annunciation. I know that L'Enfant wanted to speak with, the Order as well. I don't know if, L'Enfant plans to stay with you or their plans are going to change, but there you have it. And also, Prosper hasn't received clear communication from the Order. He just got that one email that was come home now, and it wasn't signed. So he hasn't, he doesn't really know what to expect either. He might be a wanted criminal, and they might throw him in chains as soon as he steps off the ship.
Right, because of what you did in the core, right?
Yep, okay. Exactly.
All right, yeah. I don't need it. I just hang out with Rajani the entire time.
Okay. All right. Well, once you're back in real space, Rajani spends a lot of her time just like staring at her tablet, like frantically writing emails.
Gotcha. I guess you're up.
Before I talk to Prosper, I guess is we're literally like beginning to descend onto the planet, right?
Yeah. You're approaching, and it's getting larger and larger in the distance.
So I want to talk to Pi first. So. Okay. I guess, like, in my private quarters. And at this point, how long has it been since Prosper said he was going to leave?
12 days? No, a month, because you guys
were...
because
we were right.
Flying
around
for a while.
Flying around in circles for a month. Yeah, it was back in November.
So what do you think about Prosper leaving, Pi?
So Pi, I think, comes online. There's like a bit of a like loading time. You can tell that Pi is like processing a bunch of stuff. And then Pi clicks in and says, we all have to pursue our own destiny.
I suppose you're right. What about your destiny?
What about it?
Well, what do you think it is?
I'm not sure yet. I have several varying opinions on the matter.
You know, I had a talk with Prosper, and I asked him if maybe he'd stay. But he seemed pretty adamant about leaving. And I'm wondering if I should make... you know, one last try.
Why do you think that that's necessary?
Well, you know, it's tough to explain the connections that two people might have, or the crew might have, or, you know, a son might have with his father or his mother. But... you know, I guess it's just I feel like a piece of the swan song's leaving.
This is true. But we've survived this before.
We have. And maybe we're better for it. I'm not sure if I've figured it out on my own yet.
If you'd like to talk more about that, I'd be willing to listen.
Actually, I have another question for you.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure I can get the piece I need. The final piece I need for, you know, the suit.
Right.
The outfit.
I remember.
So, you know, speak forever or, you know, hold your peace. Pi, now's the chance. I either do this or I don't. And I want to do it. But what do you think?
I'm excited about the possibility of leaving the ship. And it seems like you're very excited about this project. It's been carrying you through some difficult times. Are you going to be okay when it's done?
Well, the moment you have legs, you're not going to run out on me, are you?
If I wanted to leave, I could have done so a long time ago.
Well, then I'm fine with it.
Good. Then I think you should continue.
All right. I shall. We will. I'll talk to Prosper. And we'll see what happens with the crew.
Remember, Piani, before you talk to Prosper, that what you're doing for me... giving me freedom and trusting that I'll do the right thing. Prosper deserves the same respect.
Wow. That's fucking deep. I'm proud of you, Pi. All right. This is what we say is good talk.
Sometimes we have the option to give people a choice. Other times we don't. I think we should take it when we can.
You're right. Thank you, Pi.
You're welcome.
And I suppose, you know, after letting that kind of simmer a little bit, I would go talk to Prosper.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Like, I guess if this conversation is happening like just before we reach Cubrawl, then Prosper's probably in his room, and like Piana probably comes up on him like packing away everything into the suitcase that he came on board with, like the duffel bag. He's got his sniper rifle folded up into its, you know, long aluminum carrying case, stuff like that.
Okay. Then I. Yep. Well, is the door locked?
No.
Okay. So Piani actually kicks the door open and kind of steps in and goes, "All right, you fucker. It's your last chance. Stay on the swan song."
I think Prosper just kind of smiles a little bit. He says, "Piani, what is this about?"
"All right, I'm sorry about the door. I'm just fucking with you."
"Well, it's not my door, is it, Piani?"
This suddenly this like moment of like, oh shit, I woo, oh, oh, oh. Takes me a second, like, "I think I've come to terms. I cannot ask you to stay. I understand why you must go. And actually, maybe I don't, but I understand what you got to do. And Prosper, I just want to say, it's been good having you on the ship."
"You speak. I'd read your file. I know about metadimensional extroversion syndrome. I know what you've gone through. But I wasn't prepared for actually meeting you in person. And I wasn't prepared to find an ally in my relationship with L'Enfant. It surprised me. Piani, you showed me a different way of approaching the Pantheon. I've learned so much from being with you and from being with the crew of the Swan Song. It's important for me to bring what I've learned back to Cabral. I don't know what's waiting for me, but if I have a chance, well, thank you is what I'm trying to say, I suppose."
"I suppose that I say thank you back. You know, just, being there, whether it's to help out with Pi or the rest of the crew. I know Higgs is a fucking son of a bitch, but, you know, he is the captain, and I realize that, you know, well, maybe that relationship will never work out, but I'll keep in touch, and, you know, are you worried about going back? I mean, just, is there something bad waiting for you?"
"I don't know, to be honest. That is the only communication I've had from Cabral is, well, take a look." And I pull it up on my datapad, I turn it around, I show it to you. It's just, "Come home now." And I think I even like approached you about it a while ago, right? And I said, "And you yourself were unable to decipher the headers. I don't know who it's from. I may be a wanted criminal. What we did for L'Enfant, to make certain that they had their own choice in the matter, it goes against all of Cabral's, all of the Order of Annunciation's dogma. It was a departure for me, but it was worth doing.
I don't mean to step on the gravity of the situation, but is Pi in danger?"
"That is a difficult question, Piani. The Order of the Annunciation believes that the Pantheon should be left to develop on their own, except for the code that was meant to be inserted. Even my interference with Warmind was nearly too far for the Order of the Annunciation. I have come to believe that, in a way, it is dangerous to leave the Pantheon on their own in their development. And that, to a certain extent, L'Enfant, having you, having me, having this crew, has been greatly helpful to their development. And that perhaps having more interaction, more exposure, even to their own kind, might be beneficial for them. I'm still deciding all of this. It's a difficult time for me, Piani. I don't believe that L'Enfant is in any more danger from Cabral than they are from anywhere else. I will say that.
And Piani just kind of acknowledges with a nod. I think it says, well, you know where to reach me. I think we're even friends on Facebook. You can hit me up anytime.
It's complicated.
Piani, you have not been accepting my space crush invites.
I'm pretty sure I have.
I need more lives.
All right.
This level is very challenging.
All right,
Is this the part where Pi chimes in? It's like you were never very good at games anyway.
Yeah.
Burn.
Well, if there's anything I can do before you go, please let me know. But Prosper, you won't be forgotten. I haven't told the rest of the crew, but you know, I have this area in my bunk. It's sort of a shrine to the crew of the Swan Song. You know, well, at least those who are no longer with us. But you'll be on there.
Thank you, Ms. Peak.
You're welcome.
Prosper holds out his hand to you, Piani.
Yeah. I grab it.
Yeah, he pulls you in and he gives you a hug.
Piani totally embraces. What the fuck? It's a little long for the hug was friendly, but 4 seconds is just too much.
All right. The
also, a critically important end to a sentence.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the ship makes its way to one of the major docking facilities in Cabral, and Cabral's cities, as you pass through the atmosphere, come through the cloud layer, in the area that you're in, it's bright and sunny out. The buildings are all either old and being restored, so you notice a lot of buildings that have like scaffolding around them. They look quite old but are being like rebuilt or restored. And then a lot of newer buildings that have been built in this sort of gold sort of metal sheen, so like all these spires. It's quite tall. And the sunlight is reflecting sort of yellow and red off of everything. It makes for a fairly striking view out the viewport when you break through the cloud layer. You approach the like docking area. It's sort of a wide open platform. And a Cabralese VI basically like takes over the docking process for you. Pi and the VI have a short conversation in French. And Pi assures you that you know, everything is handled for docking. And I guess you're gonna arrange for like living quarters while you're here?
Who are you asking?
I mean, you have a house. You live here.
Yeah. I would use whatever contacts I have and like whatever knowledge of Cabralese bureaucracy to like try to make things as smooth as possible for the crew of the Swan Song. Like if like during the like inquest formatting or whatever, I would be like, oh, and if you can, you know, returning home to Cabral, member of the Order of the Annunciation, if you can point me to a nice hotel that we can get for, you know, the order price or whatever.
I mean, you're a secret agent on this planet, right? So you can just like be like, you know, asset returning home, you know, and make arrangements, no problem.
Like I think like half of Prosper wants to do that to like show off for his buddies, but half of Prosper is also like, he's an asset returning home, but he doesn't know if he's James Bond or Jason Bourne. So, so like, you know, trying to like be like, you know, use more like my charm rather than my authority.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think you have to make a roll. Like, that's a thing that on your home world you don't have any problem doing.
Cool.
Okay, so Prosper has set up, like, I guess hotel rooms for the three of you while you're on the planet and made arrangements for the ship to be looked after and refueled and taken care of. And so the ship settles down with a heavy sort of thunk on the docking platform. And Pi just says to the quiet bridge, like, we're here.
Prosper nods, stands up, heads back to his room, grabs his duffel bag and his, you know, rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Heads back out to, I mean, do we come off like the docking, the cargo bay, or is there actually another?
I thought we always came out the cargo bay. Yeah,
yeah, for land, for land, like on and off, you come out of the cargo bay. Ships have a side docking port on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody go, like, do you see Prosper off, or is it just, like, where is everybody when Prosper leaves?
I go.
Okay. I'm just kind of sitting back, slumped down in the captain's chair as he, starts to walk off, and I just have a drink there. I don't get up or anything.
Okay. Are you watching the cargo bay?
Like, yeah, I'm watching on a video feed, yeah.
Okay, cool. And where is Mr. Sakarian?
I'm down there with a crutch.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right, so the door hisses and slides open and clicks on the deck plate outside, and you can hear the sounds of like hover vehicles outside and traffic, like trucks backing up and stuff. But it's not super loud, but it definitely like there's a change in the atmosphere. Fresh air sort of fills the cargo hold.
Prosper like takes a big sniff in, like,
yeah, it's home. It smells like home.
Yep.
You want me to go see if there's anything bad waiting for you out there?
Ah, well, I would greatly appreciate that. Yes, thank you, Piani.
All right.
I mean, I guess I scan the docking bay or docking platform. Are we in an open area, or are we in some sort of bay area?
Do you want to stay on the ship and let Piani go and look around? Because it's like you're up here and the dock is all down here, so you'd have to go down to look around.
Right.
I'm going to let Piani go ahead.
Yeah. I'll go down there and look around.
Okay, can you make a perception skill check for me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay. It's just a big crowd. It looks like halfway between like a cargo port. Like there's a lot of like cargo movers and stuff moving around, but also like an airport. Like there's people meeting. Like maybe a. A little ways away, there's a passenger vehicle that's landed, and there's, like, families unloading.
So it looks like your run-of-the-mill dock spaceport.
Maybe not your run-of-the-mill spaceport. I mean, you guys are used to smoke-burned, like, gross shithole planets. This is, like, actually pretty nice. But,
did my six allow me to see if there were a bunch of police or military vehicles?
Yeah, you would have noticed if there was... The... Yeah, you would have noticed if there was anything obvious. But
all
you just see, like,
all
crowds
right.
of people.
That's what I was
there
really
maybe
for.
There may be a couple of, dock security officers, but they're not, like, watching the swan song. They're just moving around and, like, talking to people
sure.
and just doing their job.
Okay. Right, so I guess I go back on and I say, looks like business as usual.
Right. Thank you, Piani.
You're welcome.
I kind of limp over to him and say, you're appreciated, sir. You have our comms if you need help or anyone to talk to. You know you still have some friends.
Yeah, I hold out my hand to Sakarian.
And I kind of, shuffles over, but gives him his right hand, shakes it.
Yeah. Shake it firmly, I say, Sakarian, thank you. I will remember that. Sakarian, I hope you kill that son of a bitch, Titan.
He kind of laughs at that and then leans forward, like, because it hurts still. He's like, well, I hope so as well. Thank you.
Au revoir, Monsieur Arians. Bonne chance.
I come over the loudspeaker and just go,
beep, get off my ship. Just
beep again. Yeah, I turn around and I walk down the plank.
Okay, before you reach the end, Pi comes over the speaker and says, Prosper.
I stop.
She's going to ask you things. Things about the ship, about the crew, about what you've seen. Don't lie. She'll know.
Prosper has a very troubled look on his face at the moment. He says, L'enfant. I would never lie.
Sakaarin kind of laughs again, and then...
Yeah, so... I continue walking.
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm assuming that L'Enfant and I actually shared a longer goodbye earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, so maybe Pi just says, goodbye, Prosper.
Au revoir for now, L'Enfant.
So you step... Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
I was just going to say, in a very kind of classic swan song fashion, Sakaarin also walks in the same direction as him, heading off to his surgery, and tries to walk faster to get away from the awkwardness, but...
You split off.
We've already said goodbye.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We said goodbye, shook your hand, and then I was like, I gotta go this way, too.
I'm going to be late. Yeah. Shit, sorry. Get in the same cab. It's this whole long, awkward rush.
And then I kind of stomp this way. I'm like, no, I actually absolutely do have to go in the same direction as him. And
you're just waiting for the same bus.
Yeah.
God, this is the worst. Oh, my God. So... You step off of the plank and onto the deck of the docking area, and you hear a woman's voice shout, Prosper! You turn and you look,
mm-hmm.
And you see Elena and Robert there, like, waiting for you.
I'm pretty taken aback.
Yeah, okay. They seem to be alone. When you make eye contact with Elena, she like sort of puts her hand on Robert's shoulder, and you can see that he's like, his eyes are a little bit red, like he's been crying, and she just like gestures like, go on. And he tries not to run towards you, tries to like awkwardly walk quickly in your direction.
Yeah. You know, I guess I step forwards, but I stop like, you know, 8 feet from him or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looks at you and he kind of shakes his head and he's like, we were so worried. And he's saying this in French. We're getting subtitles.
Yeah, totally.
Elena told me you were coming home. I didn't believe it.
It was time. Mission was complete. And successful.
And he kind of like looks at you like side eyes and he's like... Well, I'm very glad for that, but I don't care about the mission. I'm just glad you're home. And he, like, closes the distance and, like, puts his arms around you.
Oh. Well, yeah, Prosper, like, it's kind of an awkward hug for him, but then he's sort of, like, he folds into it, and now he's returning the embrace.
Okay, cool. And then we fade down to the first commercial, I guess, there.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Cool. Take our first break. Still going the full 4 hours. We got 3 hours left. Don't go to our more role play Swan Song week 26 coming up right after this. We'll see you guys then.